It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. My name is Andrew Erickson. Today I'm going to be discussing 11 players to target for round 2 of NFL.com's Fantasy Football Playoff Challenge. For this list, I'm going to be listing off 4 wide receivers, 3 running backs, 2 quarterbacks, and 2 tight ends. Before I get to my top playoff challenge picks, do you want to make smarter prop bets? Our prop bet cheat sheet takes the guesswork out of finding the best bets by comparing our projections to the sportsbook odds. Get an edge over the sportsbooks today with our prop bet cheat sheet at bettingpros.com/props. Now, let's get divisional. Quarterback Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills. We discussed Josh Allen as the locked and loaded fantasy quarterback 1 in the wildcard round, and he did not disappoint, throwing for 350-plus passing yards and 4 passing touchdowns. With a double point bonus fully intact for the Bills quarterback, there are 0 reasons to get away from him in the NFL playoff challenge in a home matchup versus the Bengals from weeks 11 through 16, when Cincinnati was facing legitimate quarterbacks and passing games, aka not the Baltimore Ravens. Their defense ranked 21st in pass DVOA, facing the 5th most passing attempts, 5th most passing yards per game at 267 yards, and the 2nd most air yards per game at 317. Against the Miami Dolphins, Allen attempted 13 passes of 20-plus air yards downfield for a whopping 608 total air yards. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs. All right, folks, the time is now to cash in on the double points bonus for Patrick Mahomes and a juicy 30-point implied team total on deck versus the Jacksonville Jaguars from week 6 through 15, essentially excluding matchups versus bad quarterbacks that the Jacksonville Jaguars face later in the year. Jacksonville has allowed the 2nd most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks and 281 passing yards per game. In the exact matchup back in Week 10, Mahomes shredded the Jags defense to the tune of 331 passing yards and 4 passing touchdowns. The Jaguars have allowed the 2nd most passing yards and own a bottom 5 red zone defense on the road this season. Running back, Jerick McKinnon, Kansas City Chiefs. If you have an empty running back slot in your playoff challenge roster, look no further than Chiefs running back Jerick McKinnon for some much needed relief. No team has allowed more targets to running backs this season than the Jacksonville Jaguars. McKinnon ranks 2nd on the team in target share since week 12 at 16%, averaging 4.3 receptions, 5.3 targets, and 43 receiving yards per game. McKinnon also led the Chiefs backfield in snaps played in week 18, while also finishing 1st in targets the last time he faced the Jaguars with a 23% target share. We saw McKinnon get unleashed during the Chiefs' 2021 playoff run, and the team looks ready to ride their exciting scat back with everything on the line yet again. Running back Saquon Barkley, New York Giants. Chances are you already have Christian McCaffrey locked up in your RB1 slot. But if you need an elite RB2 option looking primarily at scoring points this week, Saquon Barkley is the guy to target even if the Giants don't advance. That's because no running back has more of a bell cow role than Big Blue's RB1 among the remaining playoff teams. In the wildcard round, Barkley only had 9 carries for 53 yards, but still scored 2 rushing touchdowns. He earned a 90% snap share and caught 5 balls on 6 targets for 56 receiving yards. Even though the matchup is tougher, the volume Barkley should garner will allow him to produce in fantasy at sub 10% ownership. The Eagles rank inside the top 10 in terms of receptions and receiving yards to opposing running backs since week 12. And if the Giants are to stand any chance of coming away with the upset, you better believe Barkley will play a massive role in it. Running back Miles Sanders, Philadelphia Eagles. Last time we saw Miles Sanders, he delivered a very underwhelming performance, to say the least. He rushed for just 33 yards on 11 carries against a Giants defense that was resting key starters back in week 18. The Eagles RB1 only played 40% of the snaps, which was slightly ahead of Boston Scott, who rushed for 54 yards on 9 carries while playing 33% of the snaps. However, we have seen Sanders' production fluctuate up and down all year long, so I go back to him in a super plus matchup that we've already seen him go off in. Sanders rushed for a season-high 144 rushing yards versus the Giants back in week 14, and since week 12, the Giants have allowed the 6th most rushing yards at 5.1 yards per carry to opposing running backs. Sanders has also seen his usage spike after down games all year long. In 4 games following rushing totals under 50 rushing yards, Sanders has posted rushing lines of 27 for 134, 21 for 143, 17 for 144, and 21 for 65, an average of 21.5 carries for 121.5 rushing yards. Expect a big game from Sanders and lock up his 2x multiplier heading into the NFC Championship game with the Eagles heavy home favorites. Before I get to the rest of my guys, I quickly want to tell you why you should try DFS Mafia's new fantasy sports platform. They are a newly launched DFS site with prop bet style contests and are looking to change the game with their integration of cryptocurrency into the fantasy sports industry. They will soon have their own crypto token built in as a method of payment and prize payouts. This is your opportunity to take advantage of getting in early on a new DFS platform. Other cool features they have are public chat rooms and create your own contest options. Every night they give up prizes to active users and are even running contests currently where users can win tickets to the big game in Arizona in February. Innovation is everything these days, so go check them out at player.dfs-mafia.com. Use promo code PROS for $10 in free play upon signup. That's player.dfs-mafia.com. Speaking of Eagles, wide receiver Devonta Smith, Philadelphia Eagles. Giants number one cornerback Adoree Jackson's return to the lineup in the wildcard round definitely helped diminish the production of Vikings superstar wide receiver Justin Jefferson. If we see something similar with Jackson potentially slowing down the production of Eagles number one wide receiver A.J. Brown, we could see Devonta Smith go nuclear versus a Giants defense that has led the 5th most fantasy points allowed to perimeter wide receivers since week 7. Smith owns a 26% target share, averaging 6 catches for 65.5 yards and 8 targets per game in 2 games versus Big Blue this year. And in those 2 contests, Smith saw season highs in slot snap rate. A move inside should open the target and production floodgates for the Slim Reaper, as the Giants allowed 83% of their fantasy points to Vikings wide receivers from the slot in the wildcard round. Wide receiver Gabe Davis, Buffalo Bills. Is playoff Gabe Davis a real thing? You better believe it. The Bills' big-body wide receiver turned on the afterburners versus Miami Dolphins, making up for a lackluster Week 18 performance that saw him flop with 3 catches for 39 yards on just 10 targets. In the wildcard round, Davis tied Stephon Diggs with a team-high 9 targets, catching 6 balls for 113 receiving yards and 1 touchdown. He saw over 160 air yards. And over the last 4 weeks, Davis actually leads the Bills with a 24% target share, 31% air yard share. He's averaged 4 catches for 63 yards on nearly 8 targets per game. I'd expect the opportunity to keep coming Davis's way against the Bengals secondary that ranks 31st in DVOA versus number 2 wide receivers this season. Wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, Dallas Cowboys. The best way to attack the 49ers defense through the air, San Francisco's elite run defense makes them a quintessential pass funnel unit, with teams electing to throw the ball all over them as opposed to running into their stout front 7. As a result, the 49ers have allowed the 2nd most fantasy points and 2nd most receiving yards to wide receivers since week 7, and the majority of wide receiver production has come from the inside, where safety Jimmy Ward has allowed the most targets, catches, and receiving yards while in slot coverage. The matchup foreshadows a massive day incoming for Dallas's number one wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, fresh off a solid Monday night performance. Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, San Francisco 49ers. Since week 8, Dallas is allowing the 4th most fantasy points per game to wide receivers and the 2nd most points per game to perimeter wide receivers. They have had no methods of addressing the injuries in their secondary, which has led to them ranking 32nd in DVOA versus number 2 wide receivers, allowing a league-high 64 receiving yards per game. With Deebo Samuel back in the fold, Brandon Ayuk returns to number 2 wide receiver status on the 49ers. He ran around on 97% of the dropbacks in the wildcard round, while leading the team with a 35% air yard share, 110 air yards. And despite a tough matchup against one of the league's best defenses on the perimeter, Ayuk still posted 3 catches for 73 yards on 5 targets versus the Seahawks, and he left production on the table after dropping a touchdown in the back of the end zone. Wouldn't bet on that happening 2 weeks in a row. Tight end Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs, was taking a 0 in the wildcard round worth rostering Travis Kelce with a 2x multiplier for the divisional round up and coming? You better believe it. The Jaguars defense simply cannot contain or stop tight end production. The Jaguars ranked dead last in DVOA versus tight ends this season, allowing the most fantasy points per game to tight ends lined up in the slot. We saw Gerald Everett have a massive game against the Jacksonville Jaguars just this last peak. Kelce ranks first among tight ends and 6th among all players in yards from the slot in 2022. Wheels way up for the number one tight end in all of fantasy football. Last but not least, tight end Dallas Goedert for the Philadelphia Eagles. As great as the matchup is for Kelce, Dallas Goedert might be even better. The New York Giants have been a punching bag for tight ends in fantasy throughout 2022, ranking 31st in DVOA versus the position. They've been destroyed by TJ Hockenson twice over the last month, with a solid Goedert performance thrown in the mix during week 18. DJ went 6 for 46 on 7 targets in the regular season finale after missing the week 14 matchup versus Big Blue. In their last 4 games, the Giants have allowed the most fantasy points and an absurd 83% catch rate to the tight end position. And that completes my breakdown of 11 players to draft for NFL.com's Fantasy Football Playoff Challenge. Good luck with all your activities during the divisional round playoff weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.